Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the art. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. So just feel free to share your songs, if you sing, you write, your poetry, short stories, whatever it is that you do and you love and that's your gift, make sure, just share that, because you never know. Somebody might need to hear that. Your comedy, it doesn't matter. Your rap, that's what we're here for. We're here to cipher. We're here to support. We're all about support. Only thing we ask is you just keep it clean, keep it positive. You know, other than that, you just do your thing. First and foremost, I'm your host, China, and this is the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. For anybody that's ever listened before, yes, we're on a little early, and it'll be like a 30-minute segment this week and next week. So it's kind of a little summer break situation going on, but we appreciate you bearing with us. And for you that don't get a chance to hear us live, you can always click the link to listen to it at another time. So anytime you miss a show, just know all the shows that we have are archived. So feel free to click on the shows and listen to them at your earliest convenience. So, hope you guys have had a great week so far. Awesome weekend. I know I had a phenomenal weekend. Like, that's the best. I'm literally speechless because the show at Illusions was on fire. The artists were on fire. The show, I had so much fun. It was just a relaxing, just chill, great atmosphere. And looking forward to it for next month. You know, next month, July 28th, we'd love for you guys to come out, check out the show, and just let it do what it do. So, without further ado, let me go ahead and slide into a track that I love dearly. Let's get it.
The Black Salamander crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was harder to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question. Are you beneath the surface? Followed by what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words brought something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the Black Salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, "It's been a while since I've seen you here." The salamander said, "Listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors." The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice, his body stretched, he grew arms and legs, his tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled, until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys have enjoyed that track. I know I did. 13 of Nazareth is the bomb. You gotta check him out on www.13andNazareth.com. That dude is off the chain. He's a great artist. If you just listen to what he's saying, you'd be amazed at what you learn, you know, just in the process. So, like I say, just a few things I want to talk to you guys about and, you know, that caught my eye. Like I say, as I'm growing, as I go and I grow and I learn, I try to give it to you. And so just different things that I'm learning to just accept things and people for who they are and not who you want them to be. And I think that is the most freeing thing ever, to be able to accept things what they are and also know the only person you can change is you. And I know that's hard sometimes because we spend more time trying to change everything in our atmosphere around us. But once you accept for what it is and not for what you want to be, it'll be a huge relief, you know, if you just take the time out to just remember that it's okay, you know, and that it's not always going to be the way you want it to be, but I really believe that your needs will supersede your wants. And even though you might want this thing or, you know, it's cool to set goals, dreams, and want things and want relationships and want different things in your life, but just know that it has to be natural. It has to be natural. That's the best way I can put it. You know, if it's not natural and it feels unnatural and it feels forced, it will not work. And you won't be happy. And it'll come with a lot of great expectations that will lead to heartache. So with that being said, that's just me being transparent because these are things that I had to learn for myself. And I really believe that transparency is key. It is freeing, and like I said, I would be a horrible celebrity because I would go ahead and put it all out there in the street because I refuse to let anybody hold anything over my head. And I've been saying that since I was little, and I mean it with all my heart, you know. I'll tell it before you do. If you tell it before I do, I don't mind owning it. So it is what it is, and it ain't what it is. So hopefully I help somebody tonight. I will be spitting a few tracks for you guys tonight. And let's enjoy this next track, you guys.
Yeah, this it right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ days. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote and underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts. It's too deep for a shallow mind. But they'll still catch it. Cause faith tells me without a sign. It's nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper. I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark. I leave an indention. This is my legacy. Reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see it through, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look at the bay, hoping to say there's no rage in the tears because I ain't safe. The mixture flipping these scriptures, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation will have you stuck again. Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
What's up, everybody? Love that dude, too. That is Ill Will, and that was called Overrated Quote. And that's what it say is, I'm back. And so I'm back at it with you guys again. This is your host, John, the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. You're enjoying what's being said here, what we're sharing. And also, we appreciate your continued support because I know we've kind of fluctuated this month and kind of changed the time, but for anybody who missed the show, feel free to go back and listen to it. You can actually listen to any of the shows that you missed on the Lyrical Cypher Radio at blogtalkradio.com. So just go to blogtalkradio.com/Lyrical Cypher, and you can listen to any of the shows that we've been doing for the last 4.5 years. Love for you guys to check that out. Let me know what you think. And just you also get to see our growth. I'm still learning, still growing, but as you guys see for yourself, as I grow, I try to get in go, I try to give it to you guys. So I hope that makes sense what I was talking about earlier about acceptance and just accepting things and people, you know, and just life for what it is, you know. It's not always going to be, like I say, the way you want it to, but I believe you, in the end, you'll get what you need, you know, and also learning that there are people that are for you. Just do your best to know that. And there are people who are not for you. Do your best to know that, too, as far as knowing what's healthy for you and what's toxic. If it's toxic for you, you know what to do. You know, and I know sometimes it's hard because you have attachment. But sometimes you just have to make those choices for yourself to make better decisions for you so you can be better. And I just encourage you to continue to do that. Dedicate this piece to you guys, and it's actually this piece I wrote long time ago. Well, probably a couple years ago. I was actually just, I don't know if you guys, I just write from the heart, so it just kind of hit me when it was time for me to write it, and it blew my mind because I was not expecting to write it. And I actually had the honor and the pleasure to hear a fellow, well, actually one of the guys from my band, read it from my book. And I also have a book, I forget to tell you guys, but I have a book called Still Standing, and you find it on, you can actually find it on Amazon, and it's called Still Standing by Claudette Roberts. That is my government name. And I would love for you guys to check that out and let me know what you think, you know, about the book. I'm actually in the process of writing another book, and it's been a process. You know, that experiences and just learning from experience, right? You know, and as I'm experiencing different things, it touches me before it touches you. So when I give it away to you, I know it worked for me. And it may or may not work for you. And I'm not doing it to make it work for you. But if it helps somebody, then I've done my job. You know, and that's how I see things. Because I am here to help the best way I can. I'm cool with that too. So, and the name of this piece that I wrote, just to give you guys a little backstory, it's called Mosaic Heart. And for Mosaic Heart, I thought about, you know, how we go through different things in life. And you lose people, people die. So of course, you know, you lose people die in your life, you know, bad relationships, good relationships. You go through different things in your life. And it starts to break away at you if you allow it. And sometimes we don't realize that we allow those things to break away at us. And when they're breaking us, we're not able to see, you know, how this is affecting us. And in the piece, it was almost like, you know, that whisper telling you it's okay, that I'm mending those things, that, you know, how you're praying, you're asking God to heal your heart, or you're not even realizing that. And he's taking the time out to help you heal, if you allow it. Because it's still, in the end, you have to allow it, you have to be open. And I know, like I said, we go through a lot of different things in our life, and we're upset, we're angry, we don't want to deal, we don't want to heal, don't want to feel, we don't want to deal, we don't want to heal. And those are the things we're actually born to do, I believe. They're just my thoughts. That I believe we are born to feel, because we have feelings, you know? It's just how you operate.
Feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right.
What's up? What's up? Appreciate you guys listening to that break. I know everything comes for a reason. So basically what I was saying is that different things that happen in our lives, and just learning from those things and then feeling, dealing, and healing from that. I know it doesn't feel good, but it's all worth it in the end. Sometimes it doesn't look like it, but it actually is if you take the chance to do it. Sometimes people give up, you know, and giving up is so easy. But pushing through it is worth it. And I say all the time, and I realize things about my life, that nothing in my life has ever come easy. And for that, it makes me appreciate life so much better. Friendships, connections, jobs, whatever, my children, my family, like, I appreciate them. Even if, and there are times, like I said, with those expectations, those people may not, or those situations may not appreciate you, but I appreciate the opportunity that I'm given, because life can be taken away in a heartbeat. So with that being said, here's Mosaic Heart. And I hope this helps somebody. And I'm going to just take my time with it. And like I say, I hope it helps. But it's called Mosaic Heart. I want to love you. Past your pain. Past your past. Allow me to restore your broken heart in the midst of the broken, of the shattered pieces. Create a mosaic work of art, consisting of each chapter in your life. You are no longer a victim of heartless acts. For you are victors. Permit me to turn the page of yesterday. Mend them together. Give blessings to each memory as a collage of who you are becoming. Let the ink drip on the leaf of your existence. Empower the illustrations of your thoughts to be mere reflections of whom you used to be. Turn the leaves. Give power to me, for you were created in your Father's image, and your story is yet to be told. Brokenness has no place here. I am here and always have been. Release the inhibitions of days gone by. Desire to live in the moments with me, for it's I who loved you first, and the love you seek has always been in me. My child, I watched you look for love in the wrong places with the wrong people. The love you desire has always resided in me. Sanction me to write a beautiful script that I have intended, my child. Ascent to release aches of former times, the loss of loved ones, the hurt from loved ones, the pain from strangers, emotional roller coasters. Release the anger that has driven you away from me and the blessings I have in store for you. That weight is not for you to carry. Release the baggage, for they are not your personal belongings. The trials that have been set before you are not intended to hold you hostage. They are means to strengthen your character, season your personality, humble your heart. Believe in me, for I created you. Each breath you breathe has been a gift from me. The doors I open cannot be shut. The test, where meager attempts to provide a learning tool designed to build your armor, which has been and always will be my love. Through acceptance, change comes. Failing to learn from your mistakes keeps you stagnant, standing still. That is not my plan for you. Hold on to the love I have for you. Discard the loose ends of days gone by. Relish in this moment. Inhale, peace, and I shall provide prosperity to thee. So hopefully that piece helped somebody. I know it helped me. I was literally bawling out, crying about that piece. That piece really did something to me because I had to really let go of pain, anger. Those things were blocking my blessings. And even though there were people who were trying to, you know, like they said, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, trying to destroy me, and I was allowing it. And I didn't realize how much power I gave them, you know, and I realized, like, you know, throughout time, my validation comes from God. It does not come from man. And I had to learn that no matter what they say, I know who I am. I know whose I am. And so hopefully to help somebody, and also knowing that those broken pieces that you have, that you, when you feel shattered, when you feel lost, allow God to find you. Allow you to find you, you know. And allow yourself to get out of your way so you can actually learn something outside of yourself, you know, believe something outside yourself, you know, if that's what you want to do. Not encouraging you to do what I do, but I'm just giving you me. And that's all I got. So I'm giving you what I have. Hopefully it helps you, but I know it helped me. If it didn't help and it wasn't what you needed, cool, toss it. I won't be offended. But I'm just giving you all I got. This is, you know, by the grace of God, this is my show. And I'm not perfect, won't ever be, not striving for it. But I just want you guys to, you know, I'm giving you what I got. And I guess I can need to make it, give you the best that I got. So I hope you guys have had a great time on the show so far. I know I have, just vibing with you guys. And I'm actually going to do another piece, hopefully, these pieces resonate in you as well. But another piece I'm going to do is called, some people got a chance to hear it, but it's called Blackbird. And this is my response to Blackbird by Nina Simone. I love Nina Simone. And hopefully this piece helped somebody else too. But when I wrote the piece, I was like, wow, I know what it's like to feel like that blackbird. I know what it's like to feel like, you know, people telling you you're never going to amount to nothing. You're not going to be anything. You know, don't give them that power. I've been told that, you know, that you'll be just like your father. You'll be just like this and the third or whatever. Whatever they said, those are just words. They only have power if you give them power. So this piece is Blackbird. And for anybody who's never heard the song, a couple of the lines from the lyrics, is in, I mean, it's actually in my poem. So when I spit it, just let me know, you know, like, hopefully, you know, it hit home for you. So, Blackbird, here it goes. Blackbird, why you want to fly? You ain't never going to fly. Please spare me with your lies. I'm a queen and a child of the Most High. You have no power to deny me, even if you try. Yes, I remember. My mama's name was Lonely. My daddy's name was Pain. He may have called me Little Sorrow, but he has no idea what God has in store for me tomorrow. With the pain, he removed the stain. I am able to withstand the rain. A loyal bird in the sky, longing to pursue my dreams, this blackbird is going to fly. So, like I say, hopefully that helps somebody too. And like I say, I'm stopping with you guys tonight. And you guys got me in a place that I actually take some time out to spit too. So, like I say, I hope it's helping somebody. And if not, like I say, toss it. It's cool. All right, so I got one more for you guys, and I think I'm going to go ahead and shut it down. We're going to do like a little 30-minute segment and keep it pushing. So I have one. I wrote about women. Just like different things that we endure, you know, and just what we, you know, like to me, it was my version, my dedication to women for Women's History Month. And I wrote it for a piece for an event that I did. And it was just amazing to me. And it just did something to me. So hopefully it'll do something for you guys too. And I'm going to be getting that up in a minute. Again, the name of my book is called Still Standing, and you can find it on Amazon. My name is Clevette Roberts. That's C-L-E, V as in Valentine, E-T-T-E. And also my album is called Pieces of Me, and it is actually on Amazon as well, and it's under China with a Y. So if you put Pieces of Me by China with a Y, you'll find me too. So... okay, so I got one more piece. I got a couple more pieces I want to do for you guys, and I'm going to go ahead and get off this show. This piece is called I Just Want to Be Heard. And I was actually a part of, this is an album by Michelle Forbes, The Color of My Body. So she had her album was called I Just Want to Be Heard. So she asked the girls who were a part of I'm Not Damaged Goods at the time, and I was actually a part of that group at the time, to write I Just Want to Be Heard. And even though she didn't know, and at that time, well, there was a time in my life that I just wanted to be heard because I felt voiceless and just kind of mute for a very long time. And I was so glad to be challenged with to write I Just Want to Be Heard. And so it's a really long piece, but these are things that hit my head and at the time, and I wrote them. So here it goes. I just want to be heard. I long for unspoken truths and untold stories to be manifested through my imperfections. As I stand here before you, bearing my soul without inhibition, I digress, dissecting every inch of me without apology, in hopes that my life lessons and imperfections could be somebody's blessing. I just want to be heard. Basically, that is the first poem in my book, and I'm just actually flipping through my book right now. And when I wrote that piece, it's a synopsis of me. You know, like at the time when I really didn't have I didn't feel like I had a voice, or I was mute, chose to be mute for a long time and just didn't really speak. I mean, I spoke to people, I talked to people, but I didn't go into being transparent. And so when I chose to be transparent, before I chose to be transparent, those are the things that, you know, I didn't really feel like I had a voice. So I took the time out to put it out there. And this is the last piece that I'm going to go over with you guys. I'm just trying to get to it. Here we go. It's called She Changed the World. For she is so much more than a naked eye can see, an evident depiction of magnificence, sculpted, fashioned, appraised by the Most High, positioned on earth to shift mountains, steer her young as her destiny manifests itself, immaculately designed descendant of Eve, born to birth a nation. For she is a powerful soldier, built to carry the weight of the world on her shoulders, genetically figured, her curves made in his image and likeness. She is a gifted vessel, spreading words of wisdom, creating light where there is darkness, overcoming oppression, depression, and strife. She is a conqueror, and she shall not be moved. Yet, a mover and a shaker, destined for greatness. With each way, her symmetry is simply beautiful. You guys be blessed, and have a wonderful night. Thank you.